discussion. There was a lot of balls batted down today. Do you guys make a conscious effort to get your hands up today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, throughout the week we practice that. You know, if you can't get to the passer, try and get a hand up or something. And then, you know, because you can either make him pull his throw a bit or bat a ball when, you know, we got a few down. And, you know, give credit to Key on that one that I got. You know, he got his hand up, tipped it.
Yeah, it's definitely something Coach stressed this week is getting your hands up. So.
You guys seem to set a tone from the first series.
Yeah, I mean, past 2 weeks, you know, we've gone up against big physical O-lines, you know, both of them being definitely a lot bigger than what we are on the D-line, and, you know, both been running the ball pretty well. So we just had that mindset, you know, we need to go out there, we can shut down the run, you know, we trust our secondary to make plays when they need to. So we've got to do our job up front, and we really hadn't done that up until last 2 weeks, and even last week we didn't really do that great of a job, but, you know, we come out this week and that was the mentality that we had, so.
Definitely.
When you look at it, you gave up 22 rushing yards, which is, I think, is a top 10 performance in the record books. Like, what do you, I mean, how do you kind of process, you know, doing that much better than you had in the past couple weeks?
It's pretty good because it shows that hard work does pay off. And, like, comparing this game to some of the other games, like, the effort was much better. And the will to play was much better. And just as a whole, we played, like, as one. It was more unity, and we played with more trust in each other and everything. And so it makes us really proud that we could do something like that.
Inserting padded at defensive end, is that something you practice all week, or is that something that transpired during
the game? Yeah, I mean, throughout the last couple of weeks, like, we've just been just trying out guys through there, trying to get someone who can, you know, do a solid job there. And you know, we thought we'd give Pat, you know, he's a good player, get him on the field. So coaches made that choice, and, you know, everyone's got to be supportive. We're a D-line. Everyone thought it was a good move, and, you know, he came out and made some plays early, and, you know, everyone's praying that he's all right, because he's a big part of our defensive line, you know, and big part of the defense in whole. But yeah, so we've kind of had that in there all week, and we thought that, you know, we're comfortable with him being there. If you're on the D line, you got to know what everyone's doing anyway. So it's not too hard to adjust from inside to outside, and did a good job. So hopefully he gets better soon.
And describe the, I guess, the experience and the feeling of a defensive lineman who gets a chance to get an interception.
Yeah, I mean, I had one last year against Clemson. So this one was, I don't know what really happened. I mean, my guard like cut me, so I just played the cut block, and then I saw that it was a pass play, so I just tried to get back up and get back in the race, and I heard the ball get, you know, tipped, and just got my eyes up, and I was in the right spot at the right time. And, you know, it's kind of just shows, like, you play with effort and stuff up front, you know, you get your hands up on the ball and everything. I've got to give credit to all the guys on the defense that, you know, got in the quarterback's face, made a bad pass. So yeah, it's a pretty good feeling though, getting swarmed by the guys, not gonna lie. So
you have a lot of confidence in your hands.
I mean, I keep telling Coach Buzz to put me at X receiver, but he's not listening to me, you know.
With Gamble moving outside, it took away some of your depth at defensive tackle. I imagine the weather and getting off the field on third down didn't factor into, you know, having to stay on the field.
Yeah, definitely. You know, without Pat in the rotation there, we are a bit, you know, short of D tackle, and you know, but we got faith in Francis to come in and give us, you know, if we need breathers or anything like that. But definitely with the weather, I mean, we were getting off the field third down. I think we were 4 out of 12 on third down, you know, which is awesome compared to the last few weeks. So that really helped us as well. I think we might have played maybe 25 snaps, 30 snaps in the first half. So, you know, that's not too much. And all week at practice, we grinded it out at practice because, as we said, Pat was at end. So at practice, it was me, Francis and Sean Green just rotating through there. So, you know, we came into the game knowing we're going to have to play 65 plus snaps, you know, 60 snaps plus. So it's just got to have that mentality, you know.
Keyshawn, how important was a defensive performance like this after the last couple of weeks?
It's very important because tonight we showed ourselves that we have so much more left in our tank. And compared to some of our old games, we know that we can do much better. And so that just shows that we're going to keep working harder, we're going to keep getting better, And as a defensive line, as a defense as a whole, we've proven to be like more as brothers, and we build off of each other. And so anytime we see an opportunity to help someone make someone else make a play, we go for it. So it's a big thing for us.
Adam and Keyshawn, you both in this room. You've seen Parks, Adam. You've seen him in person. Keyshawn, you saw him on film. Could you picture a scenario where you held him under 30 yards of total offense?
I mean, not really. You know you're going to give yards every now and then. They might bust one. You know, we might make a mistake. They might just have the right play call at the right time. But, you know, we look back, and even last year against Pitt, you know, we held them, I think it was to 5 yards, you know, rushing. So we know what we're capable of. And, you know, up until now, we haven't really played our best defensive ball. And, you know, I felt like today, you know, when we play with energy, when we go out there with that edge in our shoulder and know, like, the game is on us. That's the mentality that we had at the D-line. We let them run the ball, they're going to win the game. So we had a win-at-all-cost mentality down there in the trenches, and, you know, and that really prevailed for us today. So,
yeah.
Sean, coming into your freshman year, did you feel that you could be where you are right now?
Coming into my freshman year, I was a little kind of thinking about trying to get into classes and everything and try to adjust to school at first. But the opportunity came, and I just stepped up, and the coaches and the other guys really worked with me. And as the days went by, I kind of saw myself maturing, and then I kind of envisioned myself being in this position now. And so it's really a blessing. It's really a good thing to be here. I have the support of the whole team, all the fans, my parents and my family at home, my hometown. So it's really a blessing to actually be here.
Did either of you guys come off the field?
Me or
Sean?
I don't think so. I don't even know how many snaps. I don't think there were that many snaps played, so still had a bit left in the tank, you know. We're all right.
And as far as the three on the front, what was that like this week, and how did you?
We put in a new package, and that definitely brought a lot more, I feel like, excitement to our defense, because, you know, we're having a lot of guys involved in either rushing the pass or dropping in coverage. And, you know, it's always good to get something new in there and, you know, make guys think a bit more on the spot. And it helped a lot. And we were able to make some plays out of that. You know, we were able to get off the field on third down.
Yeah, it was definitely something that we worked with all week. And we just got better with it each day. So it was really exciting.
Any more questions? Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate this.
Good day.